This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Melanie Morgan, longtime radio talk show host, founder of Move America Forward, and most recently she's launched a venture along with Catherine Moy called Warriors for Congress, trying to get military veterans to be representing us up on Capitol Hill. And Melanie, it's great to have you with us.
Well, Greg, thank you so much. It's a delight to be with you.
Well, anyone who's listened to you on the radio for any length of time knows you're not a big fan of the current majority in Congress or the current administration. What made you decide that we needed to tap our great reservoir of military heroes to change things here in Washington?
I think it's obvious to anybody who's been paying attention to the political situation in this country, Greg, that the American people are really clamoring for candidates who have dignity, who are honest, and who are, frankly, selfless, and that's something that we don't a word that we don't often use. We really want to help Americans in narrowing those choices down by focusing on some top-notch candidates. And personally, it's my belief that those who have been trained in the military, who have already sacrificed some of them their lives, some of them their limbs, and certainly they have been tremendously noble in serving with the armed forces, that they are ready on day one with leadership skills that have been provided to us by Uncle Sam.
Are there any particular political positions they need to hold before they make a good warrior in Congress?
I think that, frankly, you know, anybody who has served in public office, you know, has a somewhat of an edge, but it's not necessary, no. In fact, I think outsider status is actually preferable at this point in time. Somebody who hasn't been contaminated by the filth on Capitol Hill is probably, just as qualified as the next guy. And some of those people that, you know, I'm talking about are individuals like Jesse Kelly. Jesse Kelly is a man who's running for Congress in Southern Arizona, who is 6'8", a former Marine, a guy who has served not once but twice in Iraq. He is battle-tested, then has come home and run a big business. The reason why I'm really doing this, Greg, is because so many of these warriors who are running for Congress come from modest means. They are people who have not had financial advantages, multimillionaires like Carly Fiorina, you know, many of these other candidates who are running. So that's why we're focusing on these military men and women with modest means who need a voice to amplify themselves and their candidacy by helping us. That's why I'm helping out with Warriors for Congress, which is a political action committee. And we would love it if people can go to our website, check out these people, and make a contribution to us, and we'll make sure they get the money and the support that they need.
What's the website?
The website is warriorsforcongress.com.
Warriorsforcongress.com. You mentioned Jesse Kelly, his story down in Arizona. What about across the country? How many heroes from Iraq, Afghanistan, and other military service are going to be on the ballot this year?
Hundreds, probably dozens at least, dozens and dozens. But I've only been able to focus on 8 races because my resources are fairly limited at this point in time. I just got this political action committee up and running just a few weeks ago. But I do know that there are dozens and dozens of excellent candidates. Alan West in Florida is an amazing guy. And, of course, Chuck DeVore here in California. This is a closely watched and hotly contested race. And he is a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves who's been down on the border. He is an intelligence officer. And, boy, intelligence is something that the GOP has been sorely lacking for the last few years.
We're talking with Melanie Morgan. And, Melanie, obviously, national security, terrorism, very much in the news just in the last few days. It's going to be a major issue, certainly, for Congress and the White House to deal with in the coming years. We'll see what prominence it has on the campaign trail in the closing months of this campaign. But as you look at the ongoing war effort, look at the homeland security effort, what positions do you want your leaders to hold?
I want these leaders to be able to articulate who the enemy is facing our country. And it's, under this administration, under President Obama's regime, we have not been able to say clearly who our enemy is. Therefore, we have not been able to fight our enemy effectively. And that's what I'm looking for, and some of these warriors who are running for Congress, people who understand that we have fundamentalist Islam that is trying to attack and undermine our way of life, and they are trying to kill as many Americans as they possibly can because they don't like us. So that's what my primary consideration is when I'm getting ready to endorse a warrior for Congress.
Well, Melanie, so many different things to look at during this campaign season, but we'll also be keeping an eye on just how many of those who have served us honorably in uniform end up serving us hopefully honorably in the halls of Congress as well. Thanks so much for your time today.
Greg, I really appreciate it. Have your folks check us out at warriorsforcongress.com, and if you can make a contribution, $5, $50, $500, whatever, we really would appreciate it, and these guys and gals would too.
WarriorsForCongress.com is the website. Melanie Morgan is the co-creator of that political action committee, along with Catherine Moy. Melanie is also a longtime radio talk show host and the founder and head of Move America Forward. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.